Good day, friends. It seems to be another beautiful day in Western Australia, or at least in Perth, where we have a slight cloudy and sunny day ahead of us. We're very blessed to be able to enjoy this peaceful setting, considering many things around the world are not so. It's also February the 14th. Somewhere in history thought it was a special day. So if there's something special happening for you, or you have to think about that, don't forget, you don't know what might happen if you miss it. But for the moment, we are stopping and being still. So hit pause, contemplate, spend 20 seconds just in stillness, or 2 minutes, knowing how much you are loved. We pick up the story in Exodus as Moses is standing beside the well in the desert, having run away from Egypt. Now, a priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came to draw water and fill the troughs of water for their flocks. Some shepherds came along and drove them away. But Moses got up and came to their rescue and watered their flock. When the girls returned to Reuel, their father, he asked them, "Why have you returned so early today?" They answered, "An Egyptian rescued us from the shepherds. He even drew water for us and watered the flock." "And where is he?" Reuel asked his daughters. "Why did you leave him? Invite him to have something to eat." Moses agreed to stay with the man who gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses in marriage. And Zipporah gave birth to a son, and Moses named him Gershom, saying, "I have become a foreigner in a foreign land." During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help, because it was of their slavery, went up to God. And God heard their groaning, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. Wow, another part of a fascinating story from Moses fleeing after causing death and being humbled in the process. It's interesting that the father of the girls here would seem to be a descendant of Ishmael over a long period, so they would have had some understanding in the future of their heritage, but they saw him as an Egyptian, likely to be dressed in the royal or items of his authority, hence when he stood up to usher away all of the herders, it would seem perhaps because of his Egyptian status he had some authority. It's interesting, here he is trying to restore an issue again, and perhaps doing it in a way that wasn't the foolishness that he did before, and it proved successful. There's no account of him being violent or aggressive here, and so it's a reminder to us to learn to approach every situation for those who are vulnerable, to those who need care. And I think the culture is that women would be the ones that would go and draw water. So it's not uncommon for a situation like this to occur. So to be available and responding to those who are being treated unjustly. It seems as though when the father realized the girls had come home early, it would mean that every day they would be the ones who would have to wait and be pushed aside until all of the other herders or shepherds would get there first. So, yeah, interesting that he was able to respond in that way. May we be encouraged, but also I'm encouraged by God hearing the groanings of the Israelites. They assume it's Ramses II, who after many years died, and one of his sons would have taken place as the new Pharaoh, possibly one that knew Moses, having grown up with him. So instead of the new Pharaoh giving them a little bit more leeway, they groaned even more. So the son of, if it is Ramses II, seemed to impose an even greater difficulty, so their groaning increased even more, bringing about time for God to fulfill his promises that he'd made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm just encouraged to think about that the promises that we know came true in Christ's incarnation, or the Messiah coming into the world, are prolific throughout the Old Testament. And Jesus fulfilled them. Many, many statements about the Messiah were fulfilled in Jesus. Do you know that there are three times as many promises throughout the whole scriptures, old and new, because the New Testament is the fulfillment of Christ's first coming, or the Messiah's first coming. There are three times as many promises of his second, or of Christ's return, the Saviour of the world. Not just the Saviour for the Israeli people at the time of Christ's birth, but the Saviour of the world. So when I read that statement there towards the end, God heard their groanings and he remembered. If you feel as though the Christian message is being under attack, or people are harmed for their faith, and feel as though the groans of society aren't being heard, God will keep his promises. He's proved it time and time again. And there will be three times as many promises fulfilled when Christ returns to be the Savior of the world. He is coming soon. Proverbs 3, just two verses, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Amen. Moses would have learnt that lesson of submitting his heart, so his paths would be straight, and it was going to be straight back to Egypt. May we do the same. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all what you do, in all your ways, acknowledge or submit to him, and he will make your path straight. God bless, friends. It's Friday, so I hope you get a chance over the weekend to stop for a little bit longer, perhaps 2 hours, and be still. Talk to you Monday.